So we begin by coming back to an upright and relaxed body. We can check our mind and see if there is any grasping or uptightness in the mind. Trying to let go of that. And without a need to create anything that is not there right now, we settle our mind in a state of tranquility and ease. Coming to rest with what is in the present moment right now. As we let our awareness descend throughout our body, we can notice how the mind expands, widening our mind, fully becoming aware of tactile, physical sensations as they arise throughout the body. In this way, finding a state of relaxation of body and mind, and at the same time being very alert and attentive. Coming back to take the essence again, working with the mind. We try to embrace this state that we cultivate for ourselves. And within this state of clarity, we generate a pure intention for engaging in this practice. We can simply do so by beginning working with the thought that this life, this afternoon, moment by moment, is not only about me. whether I am aware of it or not. This life is not only about me. We can work with the thought that being part of a world with 7 billion people, it's actually not hard to see that this life is actually almost entirely not about me. So see if you can make this heart connection, expanding your motivation, wishing to develop yourself spiritually for others, acknowledging their existence, their basic wishes and needs, engaging in our spiritual practice in order to benefit, in order to liberate. And not only ourselves, but every single sentient being, not even to forget about a single one. In this way, you can begin to work with your breathing. Finding an object that is suitable for you. Choosing one of the three. With an equanimous, very attentive state of mind. Holding the sensations of the breath at your object in your mind single-pointedly. Practicing calm abiding shamatha meditation, shaping the mind, training the mind. tying your mind with the rope of mindfulness to your object, remembering the object. And with introspection, checking the quality of your awareness. All of this, you know, on a basis of equanimity and relaxation. Staying present, highly aware. Without judgment, we simply rest in the joy of disciplining the mind, staying with our object, maintaining a basic sense of curiosity of the sensations of the breath. Readjusting for a few moments. So in this second half, I would like to share a meditation with you that I learned from one Israeli monk in Nepal, in Kopan Monastery. His name is Tingya, very inspiring monk. Yeah, I learned this meditation from him. This contemplation. So just a moment to reconnect with your breathing, settling your mind at ease. And then we can begin by working with the idea, with the thought, how it would be if we could go about our life identifying ourselves with being the other. Always being the other. Because, you know, this is how everybody else sees you. As other. That's actually a very interesting contemplation to make, as it is often found in the teachings on Lojong, or mind training. And if you think about it deeply, it's actually very mind-blowing to recognize that you exist only to yourself, only to yourself. You exist as self, as me, as I, only to yourself. We go about our lives, walking around with this big sense of I, this sense of me. But you understand, this sense of me exists only to yourself. Every single other person, when they see you, when they look at you, when they talk to you, what appears to their mind is other. There is not a single person that sees you as self. Just you. Because you see, you exist as self only to yourself. I mean, if you think about how we live our life and how it actually is for everybody else, this is crazy. It's craziness. For example, if you take the 7 billion people in this world, just the people, without the nonetheless countless animals, then you exist about 7 billion more times as other than as self. That's how it is. It's not made up. You can think about it that when you walk down the street and somebody makes eye contact with you, what appears to their mind is other. It's not me, it's other. Every single person in this course sees you as other. Yeah, this way of becoming familiar with the fact that being just another other. And of course, it's very difficult to maintain this awareness because the grasping to the eye is so very strong. But if we try to go through our life with this perspective, being the other, we at least fit the perception of the people. Then what follows is if other is here, if other exists here where you are, this means that there is a self. If you can take on this view, then this is in accordance with every being in this world, you see. That where you are is other, then it is easy to see that out there, where normally you put other, there actually is a self. habituating ourselves that this place where we are is much more other than you. Using this understanding, contemplating on that. So you can take some time to work with this thought that this very humbling, freeing recognition. I appear as self only to myself. You can think of the person next to you. When they look at you, they perceive other. The person behind you, in front of you. Building that up, expanding that. Even going to family and friends. So however big this sense of I, this sense of self may be, for everyone else I appear as other. And don't worry about this other or that other, special other, great other. It's just other. Then again in return, working with the thought that where for me there appears other, there is actually a self existing there. continue working with this idea in your own way. Then we dedicate to be able to, at least a little bit, live this exchange, to live more in harmony with every single being, every person, to live in harmony with those we consider pleasant, those we consider unpleasant, as well as those that we see as strangers, dedicating our positive energy to that goal of developing our own love, compassion and wisdom to its fullest potential. Thank you.